Okay, well, when we get sunshine in Seattle, I guess I have to do sunshine commercials. Now I better shut up and listen to Lena. Hi, Lena.
This is Linda. Do I have you, Dr. Wright?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They left the D out of your name when they wrote it here, so I'm sorry for calling you, Lena. My fault.
Okay,
hi,
not a problem. Yes, my question has to do with, for a friend, but your ad there was kind of a lead-in, I guess. He's had what he thought was a fingernail problem and went in, I believe, to see a dermatologist last week, and they were going to supposedly cut the nail off, but they did the biopsy on it, and it came back that it has, and I'm going to mispronounce this, but squamous cell carcinoma. It is a skin, or it is a cancer. So they are calling him to come back in on Monday, but they had told him if it was that they would probably take that finger, it's the left finger closest to the thumb, off at the knuckle. I've gone online and wanted to get your expert opinion. I was reading that for that type of cancer, that sometimes, or I guess, it's good to have a CT or a PET CT to see if it is spread to your lymph nodes. The other thing that I noticed was they talked about a MOKS surgery that could specifically identify where the cancer had gone or was. And then I heard you talk about the color Doppler and was wondering if maybe that was, if some of these things shouldn't be done before they just start taking parts off. Or I'm sure he's a good doctor and will do all of that, but if a dermatologist is who he's seeing, would it be better to see an oncologist? And is there someone or treatments available at Tahoma Clinic that might help this type of cancer? I guess that's some of my questions.
Well, you can find out information about a treatment that might help this sort of cancer, but in our medically free country, we're not allowed to use it as physicians. Now, oddly enough, there is a loophole in the law, and it says that if it's ordered for one's own personal use and not resold to anybody, then one can use it. So we do have that little loophole, but the doctor can't sell it to you, or can the compounding pharmacy or the regular pharmacy, either one. Okay, what am I talking about, ma'am? Have you got yourself a pencil and a piece of paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go put in all the W's, and then you put in C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M, Curaderm, and then .net.
It's C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M.
Yes, C-U-R-A-D-E-R-M.net. Now, what you'll find at that website, which happens to be based in Vanuatu, not in the United States, but that's okay because the research scientist behind it, he started in Australia, ma'am, and what he found was that something had been curing cancer in cattle when they brushed their cancers up against this leaf. He found what the substance was. He found that it only penetrates cancer cells, and that is the key thing. It cannot penetrate anywhere except where there's a cancer cell. So if there's a cancer drilling on into a person's body, it'll follow that blinking cancer as far as it goes, but it will not touch the normal cells. It can get into only skin cancer cells, which have a change, or only into cancer cells, excuse me, not just skin cancer, which have a change in their membrane that allows its entry. And once it gets into that cell, it goes to the little bags of energy enzymes inside those cells, which are inside of every cell, normal cells and cancer cells, and it explodes them, and so the cancer cell digests itself to death. Now, if you want to see some illustrations of that, ma'am, there's a book out there called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. You can get it through the Tahoma Dispensary or possibly buy it online. I've never tried that. The Eggplant Cancer Cure, because this substance is found in eggplants. It's found in all the vegetables related to eggplants, and that's what the cattle were using to cure themselves. Now, here's the ironic part. This man, he sold it over the counter because it's natural in Australia. The Australasian Society of Dermatologists, who you'd think would be all in favor of curing skin cancer, complained to the Australian version of the FDA. And the Australian version of the FDA paid more attention to dermatologists than to the 70,000 people who had bought this product and cured their own skin cancers. And they put it on prescription only. So, of course, the sales went way down. Well, that's the longer part of the story. The rest of the story is he up and moved to Vanuatu. And in Vanuatu, he has not stopped or impeded from selling this stuff around the world. And it does work.
Wow.
I've had folks come in and show me, this is my cancer. It's halfway gone. This is three-quarters way gone. It's gone. The only problem with it, the only one, is if you happen to be aspirin sensitive, what's called salicylate sensitive, some people who are sensitive to that, they put it on their cancer, and it starts to work, and then there's this kind of a red flare all around, and that's the aspirin sensitivity, because it does come from the same vegetables that contain salicylates, which are related to aspirin. So there's a few people who can't use it. Most people, though, it takes anywhere from about 10 to 14 weeks, and their cancer is gone. And it does follow the cancer as far as that cancer goes. It just keeps following the track, following the track. Now, that's why you might want to get that book called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. One of the pictures in that book is somebody who had a skin cancer where the nose joins the cheek. And it was a pretty big one. And what you can see is serial pictures of the hole in the nose and the cheek getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then, funny thing, it starts to grow back. And after a few more pictures, you couldn't tell that person had a cancer anymore, ma'am. Now, why the Australasian Society of Dermatologists didn't want people to cure themselves of their own skin cancer, you got me. We all were supposed to go to medical school to help people get better, not to prevent them from getting better, but that's another story. And the dermatologists just resolutely ignore this United States. Most of the dermatologists I've talked to about this when I go to a convention or something, they look at me like I'm crazy. They don't want to hear about it.
Well, it's probably a financial situation, but would you, because I think they're going to want to just start cutting on this person. Do you think it is important to have the CT or the PET CT to see if it is spread to lymph glands
or lymph nodes? One thing I can ask any dermatologist is, do squamous cell cancers metastasize? And they'll tell me, rarely. No kidding. The ones that metastasize is the melanoma, ma'am. It's the melanoma. Not the squamous cell and not the basal cell. And you can ask any dermatologist that. Please do.
Do you think that chopping it off at the knuckle is a necessary thing, or do you believe that maybe trying this cure, the Australian cure, would be a better option, or do you think waiting would be not practical or best?
No, all I can tell you is what I would do if it were my finger, and that is I'd get some of this Curaderm and go after it, because remember, it follows the cancer wherever it goes. And you might have to stuff it down a hole to get it there, from what you're telling me, but even so, take a look at the book, The Eggplant Cancer Cure, and take a look at some of the pictures in there. If this is a squamous cancer, I'm not a dermatologist expert, so I can't tell you how rarely it metastasizes, but it is pretty darn rare.